Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work, we'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover. Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay, I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com.
Yeah, Davies! Back on the old Patreon.
Keeping it weird on the Patreon.
Last show before the weekend here on the old Revolucione. Now, why I love doing this show is I learn about the weirdest shit on a fucking daily basis here from you two weirdos behind the scenes for these weird Thursday shows.
Right.
And it's one of those things where it's like, what? What is going on at Panera's? Panera killing people.
I know. Gosh.
Well, the answer is yes.
It is yes. Is this real?
Yes.
Sometimes I think right before we go on air, you guys fuck with me with stories where you're like, man, because this doesn't seem real. Our beloved Panera can't be killing people. Best hospital food on the planet.
Hey, did you say keeping it real?
Keeving it real. Yeah, we're keeving all over each other's.
That's another thing altogether.
Faces.
Right? Are we trying to make that a thing?
Keeve it real.
I'll do it. I'll do it in everyday life.
Ukraine should have those shirts.
Keeve
it real.
I have no problem starting a keeving it real.
You sure don't.
In the hood.
You sure don't. What is this pic here on screen there, Bob? Because I love Panera and I've never seen this.
This is the poison they're peddling.
Okay.
This is their charged lemonade.
Okay.
Comes in three seemingly innocuous flavors. Fuji apple cranberry. Oh, sounds nice. Strawberry lemon
never
mint.
Heard of it.
Ooh. Mm, yeah.
And then that does sound refreshing.
Mango yuzu citrus.
Ugh.
Mm. What's yuzu mean?
For our brown friends.
They're yellow.
You know, I don't know.
I think actually. They're yellow friends, right?
No.
Why?
It's a mango yuzu citrus.
Yuzu right,
but
is like
isn't
a type
yuzu...
of it's a citrus no. fruit. It's a citrus fruit.
From what region, Bum?
Asia.
Yeah. There you
no.
go. Yeah. Yeah.
Dan said Mexican.
No, dude.
It is of East Asian origin.
He's telling fucking lies out of school, okay?
Turn off his mic.
Yeah, it's not mic'd, so nobody can hear him anyways. But yuzu, yeah, it's yellow and the drink is yellow there in the picture, Bob.
Okay.
Pop up that picture one more time.
Oh. Now tell me if you think this sounds like something unhealthy to consume, let alone consume as quickly as one might consume a beverage.
Okay. What is it? What do we got?
30 ounces of, for example, this mango yuzu citrus charged lemonade is 530 calories.
All right.
Okay.
And 389 milligrams of caffeine.
Whoa. Now, that'll juice you up.
Yeah. Now, for reference, like, what is a cup of coffee or an espresso?
A regular cup of coffee is 100 milligrams.
90?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're jacking it up almost four times the rate. Seems safe.
Yeah, but I have that much in a day.
Do you?
Four cups of coffee?
In one day?
Yeah.
You take one sip, though, per coffee and then just leave the rest of it. So I think total, you only probably drink one entire cup of coffee. The rest of it is just kind of left
And
out.
I'm also not chugging it, I guess,
yeah.
like you would a... You know, like if you have an ice drink with a straw, you drink it so much faster.
Yeah, so for me, I slam two cups of coffee in the morning and then boom, I'm out the door and I'm ready to rock. I'm not a big coffee guy, so it doesn't really matter what it is to me. This seems like it's getting kids jacked up. That's the only thing that...
No,
it's killed. One person it killed was a college student.
There we go.
The other person it killed was a 46-year-old. Both had, I believe, heart or high blood pressure problems.
Previous.
And here's the interesting part.
Also vaxxed, of course, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's get to the real heart of it.
So the people who died said they were vaxxed?
No. I don't think that's part of it, unfortunately.
Here is the funny part of it, though. I'm gonna be a lawyer here for a second. My parents are lawyers, so I'm basically qualified to be a lawyer.
Yeah, I
feel that's correct.
You
can pass the baby bar. Probably.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They pass it on.
I want to present Exhibit A here.
Sure.
This is how you see them at Panera. Now, at Panera, you know, they have like a soda fountain. It's like kind of fast food, right? You go fill your own cup up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, David Brown had high blood pressure, and he didn't drink energy drinks. His family believes that he went over to where the drinks were.
Yeah.
And because this was next to the soda fountain, he did not think that it was an energy drink.
I agree with him or
now,
that assessment.
Here's the problem. I point you to these signs hanging from.
Right.
I see the signs.
But how little does it, how small is the print for charged lemonade opposed to the big flavors?
Or the caffeine.
Or the caffeine,
390 milligrams of caffeine.
The other part of this is I've never walked into a restaurant and thought to myself, all right, one of these beverages out of the soda machines or the things is going to be jacked up full of four times the caffeine.
Bob, they may have a case.
I think they've got a case here.
You think the people suing Panera have a case?
Yes.
I think so.
I mean,
too.
You have to straight up look at that. There's no way. I don't think there's any fucking way that you can not, that you could miss this.
Classic like, how are you fucking bootlicker Rob over here.
Yeah. I know. I'm telling you. For the pink ones, I didn't even see the charged lemonade of it.
I didn't either. I just went to the strawberry lemon mints. And then the mango yuzu citrus, it's so bright and there's like a little sunshine above it that that looks like a fun. I would give my 5-year-old that thinking it was orange juice.
By the way, for the 46-year-old, the 21-year-old knew exactly what she was doing. Don't you think?
Debatable.
It says.
The 21-year-old knew.
Look at this. At the top, God damn it. At the top, it says charged lemonade, right?
Yeah, but that could be a fun, like, go get them. Charge.
Under every flavor, it literally talks about the type of caffeine in it. And then under that, it gives the milligrams for the caffeine.
Okay, but listen, if this was at a like a natural food, health food restaurant, sure, where everyone's reading everything that's in. You're in a Panera. You don't want to know. Like, you're not, you actually don't want to look at like calories, sugar, all of that. Like, that makes you feel worse.
I get, I mean, I feel like the prosecution, the girl's lawyer, the guy's lawyer, it's basically, it would sound like them being like, Your Honor, people of the jury, how was my client supposed to know that the can covered in skulls with the writing lightning fuck energy drink was in fact an energy drink?
How was my client supposed to know that the coffee, the hot coffee that she ordered was hot? Do you know what I mean? Right. And they win.
Guys,
and
they won.
So I'll be the third lawyer here, and I'm obviously going to go super southern with it. Your Honor.
We can go head to head with Robert.
I don't understand. Mr. Fox, I don't understand how my client is supposed to know what the word charged means, because I've never heard the word charged in relation to any beverage whatsoever.
Now, come on.
Electrical wiring, yes.
And what does electrical wiring do?
It fucking keeps the lights on, dude.
It fucking juices you up, dude.
I don't know.
It electrocutes you, friend.
And then, so I'll go to the other part of this, is the at the bottom there in the small print. You can pop that up one more time there, where it lists off the caffeine in milligrams per serving. What does that say? 30 ounce and 50 ounce?
Yeah, 30.
20 and 30.
20, yeah. Okay, 20 and 30 ounce there. So, full disclosure, I don't read any of that shit when I order things. The only time I've ever done it is in L.A. I remember, I think California enacted it as a law, or New York first. I forget which one. But they have the calories next to the meals you were ordering. And I remember rolling through a Jiznack and the Beezy, a.k.a. Jack in the Box, and seeing the calories that were in the shit that ordering. And I was like, fuck. I don't. And I felt guilty for ordering it, so I didn't do it. But little by little, they stopped doing that in other states, and it doesn't really exist anymore. So,
also want to point out, it says clean caffeine.
It does?
It says clean caffeine powered by
guarana and green coffee extract.
Oh!
Green coffee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Green tea? Green coffee.
No, green coffee. They made it.
That's not a thing?
No, it's for the environment, Jesse.
That's not a thing?
It's for the environment. They color it.
The coffee bean is, I wonder if that just means like they get it. I wish Dan was still here. They get it early, because if you get like a coffee bean off the fucking vine or whatever, it's green.
Do you think for one second that Panera is sourcing? Do you know what I'm saying?
No, this is Minute Maid and Red
Bull. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, yes, yes. That's all this
They're
is.
They're making sure to get the coffee bean early.
And
that they can get the green.
So false advertising.
No. Right. Yes.
But so Roundtable here.
Sorry. We got a case.
Hang on. Rob. But Roundtable here, and I'm asking you guys honestly in this, have you been to one restaurant where they offered some jacked up caffeine drink that wasn't coffee? I have not.
At a restaurant? No. Starbucks, I think.
Starbucks is a coffee. You know what you're getting at Starbucks.
Panera is kind of a coffee place.
Yeah. You get like pastries.
People go
coffee.
There to get straight coffee.
So we took we were Panera regulars so much so, in fact, Bob, I have a fucking idea. Humble brag. I just dropped that all over your faces.
Quit bragging.
Sorry if you're at home and you can't afford Panera.
Yeah.
But with that, I've got a fucking card for Panera, because we would get it for the kids all the time. Grilled cheese, salad. I can still name the exact order. The Mediterranean salad with the chicken. Give me a side of extra chicken. Give me an extra dressing on the side of that.
Yeah, that's okay.
And then you would get a fun little flirty soup with it. Mm-hmm. No way, shape, or form did I think I would ever show up at a Panera and be like, hey, you want to get jacked out of your mind and run through a fucking wall like the Kool-Aid man?
Mm-hmm.
Here's our yuzu citrus mango. Bang, bang.
I think we have nobody else to blame but ourselves. We illegalized the original jacked formula. And if that was just still in circulation and we were all taking it, we would all be fine. Our hearts would have grown three
times.
It's
so true. Like, just make it like fully legal, make it whatever it is, and just have it out there in the open so that people don't have to mask it like this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. This is,
because then they'd be able to say right on it.
But if we were taking the original Jack formula the last 20 years, we would have evolved to the point that caffeine would not, you know, affect us at all.
Right. These people are anti-science. I agree.
Yeah.
They really are. They really are.
I think they probably have a case, although Panera is Panera, right? Pretty huge company. High-powered.
One of St. Louis's proudest companies.
Yeah, absolutely. These people are going to win, and they're going to get bought off here. I side with the people.
They'll go with the slippery slope approach of like, okay, so anytime anyone dies, we're going to look to like the last thing they had and sue that company.
Yeah. Yep. They're lucky that a kid hasn't gotten all fucked up on this.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
That dude was 21?
Then you've got a case.
It was a college kid? No, this guy was 46.
Okay. 46 and 21 are the two people.
If I pomped in there with my kids and they wanted a juice, I would, without looking, I would have filled that up and give it to her. Could you imagine we give that to our 5-year-old?
Oh, well, you can't. You're not going to be hanging out with the kids alone anymore.
Hopped up. I didn't.
What are you talking about?
Do you read this shit?
If the kid is having it, yes.
For juice? Have you ever read a juice box or a sign or anything? Like, I've never read a juice one before.
I mean,
why would I expect there to be caffeine in there? We've really got a case.
Yeah, right.
It's not, but yeah.
Man.
Yes, I definitely look at what my kids are getting.
Man, I do too, but dude, you walk over, that looks like lemonade and just orange juice. And if you don't read the sign, you just kind of fill it up and move on with your day. Why in a million years would they have a product that could be jacked up 4 times the caffeine level and be like, yeah, that's fine. Let's just put it in juice.
I mean, for Panera, though, this is a live and learn, pay them off.
Who was asking for this?
No one was asking for this.
Straight up just 100%. Cocaine lemonade. Like, it is fucking crazy.
It's a good idea for a convenience store, maybe.
A bar.
This is like what a 17-year-old wants.
Yes.
Exactly.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
In fact, this is the type of thing I would put vodka in if I was 17.
Yeah.
100%.
Would. Sure would, dude.
Make yourself a little Four Loko.
Yep. Because
a little poor man's Four Loko.
You're going to be hitting the dance floor, Bob's at a social, hitting the dance floor there.
Oh, yeah.
Shredding, dude.
Ugh.
Flannel comes off on the Abercrombie, just the white t-shirt underneath, dude. Sweating and grinding to the hits.
Yeah.
All jacked up on mango yuzu. Give me some more of that yuzu, bro. I got to hit that next level. Oh,
well, now look, this could have the Four Loko effect as well. Because, like, I'll go right out to Panera and give it a gozy.
I'll go after the show.
Do you know what I mean? Like, for some people, it'll be like, sweet. Now I can get the amount of caffeine that I want.
I'm high right now off the coffee that I've had, but this can only take me higher.
Damn. True.
What if you're death number 3?
Ooh.
Sweet way to go out. Sweet way to go out. And let's face it, what they're going to do, what you guys are going to do in these court cases too for me, is they're going to be like, sir, we have the Peanut Bank of America. Uh-huh. And I'd like to remind you how many times you went to Panera over your life.
Yeah.
We've been there 50,000 times. Right. So they're like, clearly he loves Panera and this was his own mistake at this point. So I would lose this one simply for how many times I've been to Panera.
They'd also subpoena, like, we also subpoenaed your Bank of America. Like a debit card, specifically the physical card, and it was covered in powder.
It was covered in a white
of
substance.
All different colors.
In a white substance, and we believe your client have been doing cocaine and or Adderall lines chopped up.
Yeah, I mean, problem is they're going to completely annihilate the victims, right?
Oh, yeah. Panizzi, dude.
They're going to dig into their whole fucking bullshit.
Panizzi's going to make this extra greasy over there, man. It's going to be a rough road.
If they were smart, they would just pay him off, make the charge lemonade thing bigger, and just clean up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you
but
know what
to
I mean?
Anybody out there who may be going to a Panera after listening to the show, let's say you're listening to this on the afternoon drive at work on the way to lunch.
Pick you up at a Panera. 30 ounce.
Pick you up a 30-ounce and really just shoot through the roof. You can SpaceX yourself right through that fucking roof of your office building. Man.
This is a little bit terrifying.
Sure is. And look at the pictures. If you're not subscribed to Drinking Bros Podcast on Patreon, where all of our shows are, I would highly recommend it, not only for this photo, but also Crime Corners, dude. You guys shot one in a trailer the other night.
Yeah.
How was that?
Murder trailer.
Yeah, the murder trailer you got out back.
It was great. Not
practical.
Joel's
murder trailer.
Yeah, not practical, but it was great.
It actually looked good on camera, though.
I know.
Did people say anything to you guys?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think they liked it.
Yeah, yeah, everybody liked it, it looked good. And everybody was like, oh, man, Joel's murder trailer doesn't look as bad as we thought it was going to. Well, for the audience, I want to tell you this. I walked out there last night, and all the cushions were lined up against the side of the building where the trailer is. He did rip those out.
Yeah.
What happened? Was somebody actually murdered on those?
No, it's just, you know, do you want to, it's like sleeping on someone else's sheet.
It's a restoration process.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's a remodel.
I didn't know if he could smell it or there was something specific when he ran his hand over it, like a crust. You're like, oh man, somebody's jacked off and possibly died in here.
It's a teardown.
Yeah, I think it's a complete teardown. Yeah.
You think so?
It's a gut job. Yeah.
What say you, Joel?
I think it's a gut job.
It's a gut job?
Yeah.
What is he? Oh, he says he's hiding bodies.
Hiding bodies. Hiding bodies. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's a gut job. I think he's going to take out all of the, you know,
okay,
other people's
stuff,
fabric type things for sure.
Yeah,
and you know,
I
make
like
it his own.
I'm a big fan. Crime Corner, by the way, drops on a Wednesday night on the RPR feed. So you can listen to the audio or watch the video in advance there. What's the separation? People were asking. What is it, two weeks later and then the audio comes out?
Yeah, we won't do any less than 2 weeks.
Okay, great.
For the Patreon people.
Awesome.
So like it's random orders for the audio, but we won't ever put an audio out literally the next week or anything like that.
All right. You
at least have to wait 2 weeks to get what you got on Patreon.
Or just watch it. I like watching it on Patreon.
Yeah, fun
video's
to do.
Dope, dude. I'm a big fan of you guys.
Thanks.
Next up here, I want to talk about Tim Allen. I came home last night. I think you guys were working. Were you working on a Crime Corner last night or doing something?
No, I was meeting a Fran.
Oh, okay, cool. So I took the kids home. Nanya West is there, the nanny. And and I said, hey, everything's down, you know, got it from here, whatever. I'm always curious as to what the last thing is on the television, right? Whatever it is, just so I'm in the know of like, okay, cool. Maybe they want to continue this or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And it was the Santa Claus, which is on Disney. Apparently they turned that film into a 4-part series for Disney Plus with Tim Allen.
Oh.
Yeah, so
that's my wife's favorite Christmas movie. I think it sucks.
So I'm glad you said that. So I asked her, I said, hey, was this for you or the kids? She was like, both. She's like, I love this. I love Santa Claus.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, all right. I was like, well, the kids love it. It's fun. Crushed in the box office. It did amazingly. Tim Allen kind of got canceled for a little bit because it was a Republican. And then Disney was like, man, we really need that money. Can you come back and do Santa Claus?
That one passed me by. I don't know.
Which one? Santa Claus?
The Santa Claus. Why? You guys like it?
Yeah.
I don't like it. I think it sucks.
No, it doesn't, Rob.
Sucks
Rob.
Ass.
The third one's awful, but the first one's
good. Yeah, the first one's pretty good.
Okay.
He keeps shaving, and then boom, the beard comes back, and he's Santa.
And
he
also,
can't stop being Santa.
He didn't get canceled for being right-wing. He got canceled for being a rat.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. That was in the 70s, dude.
Doesn't matter. He's
It'll
a fucking
always come
rat.
Back to haunt you.
I'm with you. Like, snitches. if you want to cancel him, cancel him for that, for being a snitch.
Yeah, I think ultimately that's what it is.
No, they canceled him from being a Republican, but it's fine.
Yeah, because I think they were like, you can't be both a Republican and a fucking little bitch. You know what I mean?
Serve your time.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to be spouting off some fucking shit? Guess what? You're going to pay for your snitching ways.
Well, I'm glad you said that, and specifically that exact phrase. So the series is out now. They were interviewing Casey Wilson. If you don't remember Casey Wilson, she was on SNL for a little bit.
You won't remember her.
I don't think so either. I know
Happy
who she is.
Yeah, is probably her bigger...
One would think, but anyways,
for marriage,
decent actress, but you can look at her and you're like, there's probably something there where you're like, whatever, right? She came out in an interview yesterday and just blasted fucking Tim Allen and said that he was a cocksucker to work with. And apparently they were shooting a scene. And so she's like, I'm throwing things at him. And I'm doing stuff in the scene and blah, 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 blah. And then he goes over to the producer and he says, hey, you got to tell her to stop stepping on my lines. So when the camera's on you during your close-ups, if somebody off screen is doing something to you, they can't use those lines in the edit. This is standard fucking protocol here.
She's like an improv actress.
Correct.
So I'm sure there was some...
Tim Allen doesn't do a lot of improv.
No, not at this stage.
Yeah, or any stage.
He's in and out, right? Let me say my lines and go the fuck home.
He's very rich, and he is Santa Claus, so yeah.
Right.
And so she claims he was so fucking rude. He never made eye contact, never really said anything.
Mm-hmm.
To be fair, if you've seen Santa Claus, when you're in all that shit, do you really want to hang out and chat with people?
No, I mean, I don't think there's any real, like, excuse for it. I think it's just, like, it's Tim Allen, and he's, like, Tim Allen now. So I don't think there's any real, like, we're not defending or condemning him.
No.
Like, it really is just, I'm sure he was.
It's just
I'm sure
Tim
he was
Allen,
a fucking
right?
dick.
You show up and you're probably like,
100% he
cool,
was.
Man, I'm doing a movie with Tim Allen. I think I know what I'm going to get here. the end of it, she said, he's just a little bitch.
Exactly I will like say,
I think it's funny.
I will say the, Tim Allen is right to not want his lines stepped on.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that, according to her, this is kind of a bitch move. He walked 4 feet
yep.
over to a producer.
Yep.
Well within earshot of her.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's right there too. And yep. goes, hey, you have to tell her to stop stepping on my lines. And then the producer turned to her.
Uh-huh.
Like he can't just be a human being.
I like it. Well, it's old school.
As a rat.
But it's old school, right. dude.
Bob, that's the protocol
that's
now?
That's old school,
where
dude.
Where you can't, if you say something to the person, then you're confrontational, especially if it's a woman. Like, that's the fucking protocol on a set. As much as I hate to say it, like, that's the way it is now.
No, he was being a little bitch, too.
If you would have called her a fucking
both and.
Cunt and just said, God damn it, you little cunt, can you just stop stepping on my lines? Even said it in a fun, joking way. You're fucked either way on this one.
What do you mean even if he called her a cunt?
In a joking way, right?
Oh.
Remember What's His Nuts from the Goldbergs?
What are we doing?
He was walking around telling dick jokes and kind of having fun and shit like that. And it was just like, oh, now we can't do that anymore. And he goes,
Can you really call somebody a cunt in
no,
a joking
not,
way?
No, not
without
that.
An Australian accent?
Yeah, hey, exactly.
You little cunt. Whatever yeah. your phrase is. Like, let's just right. say it's not cunt, but let's say it's you little bitch or you little fucker. Hey, you little fucker, stop stepping on my lines and set it fun and flirty.
Right.
They have these stupid fucking protocols now for all this shit. So, like, yeah, you got to go tell the fucking producer now. Lodge a complaint.
It's like they have all... if you have somebody working at your house, you have to pay them. Do you know what I mean? It's like all these rules now.
That's not
you,
like, close.
You can't have... a person that works for you that you like keep in a shed. You know what I mean? That like, it's just like the good old days.
Their payment is the shed. It's like people don't even understand.
I know. It's like, where else would you live? Where else would you live? You know what I mean? Like, it's just like all these fucking rules now, dude. It's like,
protocol.
Oh, is it a slave? Is it someone that works for me? Like, I don't know.
I know.
People talk to them.
Obsessed with labels.
People
Seriously.
Are.
It's just like labels, protocols.
But that's really
what
it is.
That's why you can't fucking do anything.
Can't
anymore.
Do anything. You can't have fun anymore. You can't do anything anymore. So yeah,
like, fuck.
You lean over to the producer. You tell him, "Great, you do it. You move on with your day." And who gives a fuck at that point? Nobody's having fun anymore on sets. No one's having fun. You're having a good time. It's not like the olden days anymore. Yeah. So you know, fuck it.
Yeah, you can't like grab her ass. You know what I mean?
Can't it's they can grab her ass. He just said stop stepping.
No,
I
know, but like he can't. I'm saying also, like he can't give her a hug. You know what I mean?
Can't
like
do anything.
You can't.
No.
Can't have fun the way you used to be able.
Can't
to
do anymore. You can't do it.
Yeah. So I just think both things are true. I think he was being a little bitch, right? And then like she didn't
sure
like
was.
That he was being a little bitch, and like they didn't get along.
Yeah.
I actually hate that we live in a world that we need the people that are acting to like get along.
Yeah, same here.
It's like forcing an entire office cubicle, like everyone that works in an office, to be super good with each other. It's not going to happen.
Couldn't agree with you more.
People.
So like, no, they didn't get along and it wasn't super fun.
There was people that I hated working with that I didn't enjoy, but were super talented. And I just hired them over and over and over again because they were talented. And I was like, all right, cool. I know what I'm getting with this person. And it's at the end of the day, it's whatever's on screen is what the audience gives a shit about.
I know,
about.
But we
don't give a fuck about any of that
stuff
behind the scenes.
Our mind has been I mean, corrupt, not corrupted, but whatever. We are all like in reality show mind where it's like these, you know, the Don't Worry, Darling drama that made that. We like love to hear that the co-stars like hooked up or whatever. Like, why? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They're acting.
Yeah.
But we need that little bit that like does it for us. And people are using it to push movie sales and all of this. So,
yeah.
No, the old ass snitch. Tim Allen didn't get along with the the SNL for a second actress.
Yeah, with the fucking.
What'd you think?
I knew exactly what was coming. I guarantee you too. She did this movie, and then her friends are like, "Why would you do a movie with Tim Allen?" Blah, 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 blah. And then she told some shitty story about him. Whatever, man. Who cares? You know what you're getting. Tim Allen brings it, and he's fucking Santa. All right. Get out of his goddamn way when he puts the suit on. He's in it, and he's Santa for the whole day. Maybe he's method.
Right.
You think Santa talks to any of his fucking elves? Sure doesn't. Neither is Tim, dude. He's in the character. He's in the moment, and he wants everybody to know Santa's here, and he's coming to town, motherfuckers.
Right.
And that's what happened there.
Right. Maybe he's back on the coke. I mean, who knows?
Tim Allen on coke. Let's go. What a blast of an evening.
Talk about the good old days, right?
Best.
Except for the snitching.
Best. Yeah, except for the snitching.
If he would have just kept his fucking mouth shut, he would be, I mean, made.
Didn't snitch, though, he would have gone to jail for 35 years, and we never would have gotten any of that Tim Allen magic rubbed all over our faces and bodies.
What a shame.
I know. We would have missed out on Home Improvement.
We really would have missed out.
We would have missed out. We missed out on Home Improvement. We would have missed out on all the Santa Clauses, Wild Hogs.
Talk about the good old days.
Come on, right? What's Tim?
Could you make a Home Improvement now? No.
He was
men were men.
By the way, in this article, they also brought up Home Improvement when he flashed his dick to Pam Anderson on set, and even that was in a fun way, you know.
Again, good old days, guys.
It was
good old days. So, you just pull your fucking dick out in front of anybody, and it was like fucking chill.
Well, people were making fun of her for her Playboy shoot, and he goes, "Hey, I heard everybody's making fun of you. Whatever. Look, we've all seen your tits. Here's my dick." And he pulled up his robe, and then he walked away. And it was a fun thing, and he got in his trailer and probably did a line of coke. Oh, Toy Story. You
want
to have him
fun.
In Toy Story?
Doesn't sound like a fun thing to me.
I love it. I love it when people show me their dicks. I feel like I know them better as people.
Gosh, it's so different.
I know, it's
guy
weird.
To guy, right?
I love
it's
it.
So different.
It makes me laugh
guy.
So fucking hard, dude.
Yeah,
I'm
me
also
too.
A big fan, though, when people flash me my entire life. I've been like, oh, I've never turned down a flash of like, oh, no, put your tits away. I've got schoolwork to do.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
All right, Bob. What we missed out on? Last Man Standing. That was a big show too. Shit.
It's all right. A big show. Yeah, the Toy Story series.
Damn.
Obviously.
He would have been in prison. What else?
Let's see here. Now he did go to prison, by the way. He was in prison. He was in a federal prison for 2 years.
Oh shit.
Yeah, as opposed to 35.
As opposed to 35, yeah.
I mean, Christmas with the Cranks, what's not to love?
The Cranks.
Sure.
Man, he's got a
Gosh,
weird
premium content.
Yeah, he honestly. Oh, Jungle to Jungle.
Where
oh,
he adopts
a white jungle boy.
Yeah, fuck you. Remember that, dude? Remember Jungle to Jungle?
Nope.
Oh, pop it
never
up on screen
saw jungle
for the people.
To jungle.
Look at that, dude.
I never saw Jungle to
you
Jungle.
You never saw Jungle to Jungle. Man, what a movie. Man, what a piece of cinematic.
Who's a kid in that?
He went on to do stuff as an adult too.
Is that Lucas Gage?
No,
you love Lucas Gage, whoever that is.
Man, who is this?
I don't
kid?
Love him. He's just
Sam Huntington.
Oh yeah,
he's been in stuff.
Yeah, so Sam Huntington
oh, yeah.
is
Detroit Rock City. None of the TV.
Yes.
Yeah. So Sam was also Jimmy Olsen in one of the Supermans. Yeah.
Cool, thanks.
His resume is much less impressive than I remember.
Yeah, it's actually there.
Tim Allen?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well,
I mean, besides Home Improvement and Toy Story and the Santa Claus, that's really it.
It is really just three things.
Wow. All right, so how many episodes of Home Improvement?
Oh, I mean, 200. 203.
God, 91 damn, to 99. 203 episodes.
I just thought he was like a bigger star, like with movies.
Yeah, he really didn't do that many.
It's tough, man, when you're doing a show for how many years? Fuck, 10 years, 15
also,
years?
Last Man Standing is closing in on 200.
Damn, man. Yeah, you don't have much time. You can only maybe squeeze in one movie in the summer, and that's about it. And that's if you're lucky at
that
point.
That's if you're on coke.
Yes. That's if you're on coke.
I mean, yeah, he was just basically doing shows, then going to do some fucking, you know, VO work for
Toy Story. Yeah, that all makes sense. That all checks out.
Galaxy Quest is probably the one movie.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Love Galaxy Quest. If he goes to the Pokey for 35, we don't have Galaxy Quest in our lives.
What the fuck is Galaxy Quest?
Oh, Delco. Go home tonight and throw on a medley of Tim Allen hits, and then get back to me, okay?
Jesse, you watch this? You hear about this?
No, I don't watch this.
She loved it.
I have no idea what it is. I've never heard of Galaxy Quest.
So Jesse had it on Blu-ray.
Did I just slide into another universe?
She had it on Blu-ray, and when I met her and we moved in together for the first time, she said, "Hey, can you grab my Blu-ray collection out of the back of my car?" And then there it was Galaxy Quest. So, you're a liar. You're a liar, okay? It was a great movie, beloved by all. No, it was a bomb. It was a huge fucking disaster, this movie. Lost a lot of money. Took some of the shine off. Sigourney Beaver was the co-star in that one, by the way. What? Did that get you?
Nope.
Pop the camera on Jesse there.
It was.
Yeah.
No.
It did get... Sigourney Beaver was the one that got you today.
No, it was a scene that... It was a face that someone that you dated was making.
Oh, that I dated in this movie? Who is it? Who's in this movie? I haven't seen the movie. I haven't seen Galaxy Quest.
The one with the black short hair making the fucking...
Missy Pyle?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Remember her?
Yeah. Thanks for playing that trailer, Bob.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Going through the whole filmography. Are we, Bob?
Yeah, just looking through Missy Pyle.
Nah, I don't think we need to, right? We're live. We're live on him. I don't think we need to do that anymore. Yeah. No. All good,
so
Bob.
I don't
getting
love
shut it down.
Galaxy Quest. Partly because it sucks fucking ass. And then other than that, I don't know. I just don't really like watching it. So... Oh, there's more. Did you not see the more of the Tim Allen?
I'm on Missy Pyle's IMDb.
Okay. We can go ahead and close that up today, friends. We can go ahead and close that up today.
He's getting for real uncomfortable.
We can get into Alan Ruck instead. How about that?
But I think the Alan Ruck thing is like, anyway, go ahead.
We called this, right? Somebody was going to sue from the pizza shop.
But I think he even was like, look. I mean, I could imagine him being like, I'll pay, right?
Yeah.
Or sue me, I have insurance, right? Isn't this just kind of like a protocol thing to get the damage?
You don't sue. Like a lawsuit's a lawsuit. You'll go through insurance, not this. Though a lawsuit's a real lawsuit. So if you don't remember, this is Alan Ruck who crashed into the pizza joints in L.A. from Succession, Conroy.
Because of a... his car is very high tech,
allegedly,
and the Rivian
there,
and something happened, or he pushed the wrong button, and there you go.
So the Rivian's crashed into the pizza joint there. According to the lawsuits, there was somebody named Horacio Vila who says that he stopped at a red light at the intersection of Hollywood and La Brea. And he claims that Ruck was waiting directly behind him in the 2023 Rivian truck in the line of traffic. And without warning, Vila says Ruck slammed into the back of his Hyundai while the light was still red, pushing him into oncoming traffic and causing Vila to collide with another vehicle. So
the guy in the Hyundai, the pizza place is not suing him.
Correct. It's the guy in the Hyundai in front of him. And he's saying that he suffered severe injuries and damages as a result of the crash.
I'm sure.
And was immediately taken to the hospital to get checked out.
I know, but we have insurance for that.
Well, That's exactly what it's supposed to be for, unless you file a lawsuit too on top of it. So you're trying to get some money out of Allen. I said it was going to happen. As soon as you find out who did it and who was behind the wheel, same thing happened to Mike Tyson and all that other shit.
Damn it.
He also claims that the crash left him with property damage, which is your car. Property damage, I guess. Mm-hmm. Cost of past and future medical care. Because he knows he's going to need it.
Sure.
You know? Pain and suffering, mental anguish, emotional distress, and other consequential damages, whatever the fuck that means. Mm. Now, Ruck is going to have to now prove in court that the Rivian accelerated without warning as it was stopped at the red light. I don't really know. I mean, look, it's going to get pricey, Alan. You might want to write a check and kind of figure it out there.
But that's what he's hoping to do. I want another Gwyneth Paltrow trial and Robert De Niro. Get fucking Ruck on the stand and be like, hey, can we get a translator so I can fucking do this?
Yeah. You want to get Rucked up?
I want Ruck to be like, what happened and why wasn't my insurance, my crazy amount of insurance, enough for all of this? Why do you also need to sue me?
Well, here's what typically happens in car crashes, is the insurance from both parties will come take photos and examination. They'll give their best summation of what they think happened. And then they'll go against each other for who's going to pay what. Now, clearly, Ruck is in the wrong here. Now, Ruck's only defense would be to sue Rivian and say, hey, this car just took off without my knowledge. You got to pay for this guy's lawsuit because I had nothing to do with this. The car took off on its own.
Fucking mess.
Good luck. Yes. And that's the whole fuckery of all of this. So at the end of the day, best guess, Ruck's going to have to write the check and hopefully get out of there under 100K. You would imagine a guy in a Hyundai is going to be happy with 100K, right?
You'd think, yeah.
One would hope. At that point. But it depends on how far he wants to
stretch
it.
Yeah, I guess insurance just pays for what happened.
It does.
And making it right. Yeah. Not like all future, everything, extra money in your pocket. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I guess if you want that.
And the shitty thing is every person can sue for whatever they want. So, yeah, this is exactly what I knew was going to happen here. Strange. Almost as strange as this other one. So we talked about this a few months ago on the show, but Francis Bean Cobain got married to Tony Hawk's kid, Riley Hawk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I follow Tony Hawk on Instagram, so I see his post every day. And I saw this pop up, and I thought it was very weird. So he posted a picture of the two of them together right mm-hmm. after they got married. It was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
He's like the nicest dude of all time. And he said, you know, congratulations. And he expressed gratitude for his son meeting the love of his life.
Mm-hmm.
And he's proud and inspiring his younger siblings to be an example by choosing a healthy, disciplined approach to adulthood. We had a blast at the wedding. We love you. And then he, at the end of it, requests Francis to show him the picture because his son isn't on Instagram anymore. And he says he's not in the IG bubble anymore. Which is odd. Why even post it, I guess? Like,
what do you mean, why post it?
Well, she's not tagged in this either. So does she not have Instagram?
He's an old man. He's like 50. He doesn't know how to use it.
Yeah.
He just wrote her name in there. It was like, tell Francis to show this.
That's so funny then. So like he apparently does his own Instagram.
Yeah,
shit.
Don't let the skateboard fool you. Like make... Yeah, he's in his 50s.
Yeah.
55?
Yeah, he might be cool, but he's still...
He's just carrying that skateboard around.
He has to.
He's not hopping on that thing.
I know. You watched the doc with me?
I know. That doc is old at this point.
It is, but like, holy shit, dude. Watching him trying to pull off that trick and then breaking his leg in half, I was like, God damn it, man. We already knew you were the best of all time.
I mean, but is this not like... Courtney Love and Tony Hawk sitting together. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's strange, isn't it?
I love it.
Pop up the pic. So do I.
We already went down the rabbit hole of why this is not going to work. But
I hadn't seen a picture of them in a very long time. Her in particular there. And yeah, it's strange to see, right?
Yeah.
It's a younger, hotter Courtney Love.
Yeah.
And then Tony Hawk
with
2.0.
A younger, hotter Tony Hawk. Like, that's, I love it. It's awesome.
The wild thing is, I didn't know he was 30. The kid was 31 years old. So yeah, Tony's got, he's got to be 55, right? Yeah. Shit. Yeah. What the fuck, dude?
So he had his first kid kind of young.
Yeah.
24. 24, yeah. Yeah. That's wild, man. I guess part of it, too, was it was in reading this. I didn't know how old Tony Hawk was. Like, holy shit. Is Tony Hawk, is like our heroes turning 55 years old now? Damn, dude.
Yeah.
That's nuts. And I think the difference with him and why I was so shocked at reading this post is we have kids who play his games, video games, as if it's still fucking 2000.
Right.
They love it. Every kid loves Tony Hawk, and they're amped about the new shit. So, I mean, he still holds up. And then, this is it now.
This is Tony Hawk.
This is Tony Hawk. Yes. Like, he's now the meme, the Steve Buscemi meme.
This is Tony Hawk.
Hello there, fellow high schoolers.
But look, yeah. Like, look, we haven't moved on from a lot of things at this point. Ben and... Can you put up the latest picture of Ben and J-Lo?
Oh, from the red carpet?
Carpet.
Yay! We got some sponsors. They put our little tiny show on the air every day. What do you think is first?
Ghostbed.
Yes!
I knew it.
Ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. 50% off. Everything in the entire store over there. It's mattresses, Japes.
Yep.
Sheets.
Mm-hmm.
Pillows. Adjustable bases. Mattresses for the RV. Maybe that's why Joel took all of his dirty little shit out of there.
Yeah.
So he could get a mattress in there.
Weighted blanket.
Hate to break it to him. He's not getting it for Christmas, okay?
Aww.
Yeah, we only celebrate Kwanzaa here. So sorry about it. Sorry about it, Joel. Maybe next year. We'll see.
He was really looking forward to it.
He could be a real boy someday if we got him a ghost bed. You can be too out there. If you're at home, look, holidays are coming up. Inflation is through the roof. Ghostbed's got your back, both literally and financially, which is nice, you know?
Yeah.
You can lay down after you spend less money on a brand new bedroom set. If you're like me and Jesse, we like to get each other a big ticket item for Christmas. This year, it's going to be blood. We're giving each other blood this year, which is fun.
Mm-hmm.
After that, yes, maybe some new pillows, maybe some new sheets, all right? One of those things is going down. I think every year I've gotten some form of ghost bed product. They're in every single room of our house. Love these guys. Huge fan. Obviously, they've been on the show for years at this point. When you pop in that promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout, it'll get you 50% off. And then right underneath it, you're going to see a 3-year pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit over there. And yes, the 50% off savings are still valid with that. That way you can stretch out the payments over 3 years. Today is the day. Today's the day you get a brand new bedroom set from ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Shout out to those guys for giving everything 50% off. Next up, Jabes, we're back to our old friends at Diet Smoke.
Oof.
Let's go. We just had it last night.
We done.
Watching Fargo, dude, popped in a couple of those.
Yeah.
Fun experience. For those of you new to THC, we'll break it down for you. Diet Smoke crafts their premium THC products from 100% American-grown hemp. Now, speaking of crafting, they've cooked up another can't-miss product. Their new Shrooms THC blended gummies have launched, and they're perfect. I had these last night. I had two of them. Okay? I had two of these little guys last night. They were 5 milligrams apiece, which is nice. It's a nice little starter pack there. And I'm going to be honest, I was laughing my ass off.
Yeah, you were definitely like chill and giggly,
yeah,
if you guys can imagine that. So look.
I'm always chill and giggly, okay? But even so on Diet Smoke over there. Look, if you're super
this stuff is real.
Depressed,
that's what we're saying.
I would definitely take these. They rock, dude. Each gummy packs a dose of uplifting THC and euphoric Amanita mushroom. I don't know what that word means, but it's mushrooms, kids, okay? It's got a refreshing flavor, great vibes, which is all Delco cares about is those vibes. And they're discreetly shipped, so you can't lose there. The beauty of that is you want to order them without the missus knowing or the mister. I don't fucking judge you. Don't care. You can do it because they come in a nice little package there. And they're all sealed up. All of them are third-party tested. These are the only gummies I've ever had in my entire life that are completely even. Every single one is even. I've never had one that's disproportionate. I guess that's why the QR code is on the bag, so you can scan it and be like, all right, cool, here's what the test came in at.
Yes.
Which rocks. Now, here's the fun part for our listeners. You can go to dietsmoke.com, use promo code DB50 for 50% off any item, including all the new shroom gummies. I highly recommend the shroom gummies. I'm a gigantic fan. So you're going to go to dietsmoke.com, use the promo code DB50 for 50% off any item, including the all-new shroom gummies. I love them. Look, man, if you love THC, you love weed and all that other shit, these are the best in the biz. They'll ship to your house, all 50 states, and it's discreet, private, it rocks, and yeah, man, you can trust it. So it's not like you're getting them from your weird buddy in a fucking alley who made them in a brownie kit off of some kiln. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not doing that over there. These are professionals. Mm-hmm. Remember, you must be 21 years or older to purchase. Enjoy responsibly, and cheers to Diet Smoke. Last but not least, James, we got hardafseltzer.com. Let's go, baby.
Let's go.
Texas is opening up next week. Coming to Austin, coming to Houston.
Excited for that.
Coming to Dallas. Let's go. Right now, though, we're live in Ohio. Shit, if you want it, by the way, I know a lot of people are doing this. We have great listeners here who are very supportive of us and the show and everything else. What they did, because if you call Heidelberg Distribution up there in Ohio, they'll put it wherever you want it, dude, as long as the store takes it. They outsmarted everyone. They started hitting up stores in Toledo, Ohio, which is right on the border of Michigan, because we're not in Michigan. So that way the people in Michigan could just drive over the border and pick up Hard AF Seltzer.
Ooh, genius. Smart. That's what we need to start doing.
Genius work there. So
love that.
Big fan. So I'd say what, hit up like that that Cleveland area and all that other stuff if you're near Pennsylvania there, and then just want to hop over the border there. Find a place, bars, restaurants, whatever, and tell them you want Hard AF Seltzer. Tell them to hit up Heidelberg. Boom, you're good to go. Florida, we're live down there. And on all the Southeast, we're in every single Total Wines. People were asking where it's open in Wilmington, North Carolina. Total Wines, Randall's down there, Whiskey Creek, every single Brunches has it down there. Best food in the biz there for my money.
Oh my God, yes.
Holy shit. Man, that food was gone in like 10 seconds at that party we had there for Hard AF. Great time. If you're in Alabama, we're in all the Piggly Wigglies down there, which is fun. You can go right into the grocery store. I know I was there in Birmingham, and I grabbed some of that Piggly Wiggly in Birmingham up there. Atlanta, we're everywhere. Tennessee, all the Total Wines. Frugal McDougal's in Nashville out there. Big fan. But you can also hit up the store locator on hardafseltzer.com. Type in your city or zip, and it'll take you to the closest store. Also, if you're not around those states or one of the surrounding ones, we still ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. So you can do that option too. Support us and support the show by buying a 12-pack of Hard AF Seltzer today. Does she have her tits out? Is that the one
the
where she
bottom
had her tits
part.
Out?
Yeah. The bottom part.
Yeah. That's why this picture will tell you why she sleeps in a chamber full of oxygen every night and goes to sleep at 7. It's just so she can have her tits out on the red carpet still.
White dress? Which one are we talking about?
It's almost like a metal top. It's
really new, like 2 days ago new. So it's like a midriff where you see her see a little, yeah, okay. What did you call that? Lower red, tit?
It's underboob.
Underboob, okay. I didn't know what we called it there.
Got a video of it.
Bob.
Yeah. There you go, Bob. Bob's going deep today. These Thursday shows, Bob goes all in. He gets deep in it.
I want to see the whole video.
Yeah,
she got to see a move. I mean, look, it's so important that we're getting a full ad. I can't even skip it because everybody.
Oh,
they know.
Wow!
And it was look at that.
Look at
that. Oh,
hey, get that nameplate.
Look
out
at that.
There.
They had to make those lower thirds bigger there. Holy shit!
Wow.
What is that? That's some type of metallic Terminator 2 shit that she's got?
Yeah, I think it's either like a metal or hard leather, and it's just on the front.
I think clearly her next project is that she's part of a phalanx. This is a metal breastplate that a Greek warrior would wear.
Yeah.
Very
nice. When conquering parts of Persia.
Okay.
Very nice there.
But the fact that, like, now no one's really talking about them, which is sad, and I think they're sad about it too, but it's just a lot of the times I find myself going, like, what year is it?
Yeah.
What year is it?
Well, does
what
she
have, year is it that we still are doing?
Does she have a movie coming
same
out?
Same thing.
Yeah, does she have a movie coming out, or what's she out there promoting? What's
no,
she talking about
just,
in this?
She needs to take a pick. It's a woman, women in Hollywood,
which is very generic. Do we have a, like? Does she have a project coming out?
No.
Because if so, maybe this would make sense. I guess. Weird thing for him is he'll probably be nominated for an Oscar this year.
For Air.
Yep. That was one of the best movies I've seen this year, and I see no reason why it wouldn't be.
She has something in post-production that she's a producer on.
But just a producer?
Yeah, I don't
think. That doesn't warrant you walking around with your tits out.
No.
Your tits out like that, it's you're promoting a movie.
No, it's sort of like the monthly outing to, like, make sure that people are...
Don't forget her?
...talking about us, right?
Okay.
It's our monthly... You know, call the paparazzi, have them take a picture of us kissing. Or...
She's in it as well, I guess.
In what?
The movie that's coming out.
Oh, okay.
Atlas.
Oh, okay.
Atlas?
It's kind of weird, actually. It's like a sci-fi movie.
Oh, that explains.
Oh, yeah.
That top
that
is.
Metallic thing is. Oh, look at that.
Yeah. A bleak sounding future.
She's got another tit out over there, dude.
Boom. It's about an AI soldier that determined the only way to end war is to end humanity. Starring Sterling K. Brown.
Oh, I love him, dude.
Jennifer Lopez.
He was in OJ. OJ movie.
He's fantastic.
He's fantastic.
Great. J-Lo. What a shame.
He played Johnny Cochran in that OJ.
No, he didn't.
TV show.
No.
Was that not him?
He played the other guy. He played prosecutor.
Darden. He played Darden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's also Simu Liu is in it. The fucking Asian Ken. And the dude from Marvel.
Okay.
Boo.
Yeah.
I don't care about that guy. Oh, he's boring. Boring!
Boring, but he plays.
Sanews! He's not going to pull his yellow dick out on the red carpet there. That's not going to generate any press. J-Lo throwing her tits out there is, though, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. When does this thing drop, Bob, and where?
I assume in a theater near you. I don't...
Can't be too sure these days.
That's true.
Could be a D
because
plus.
The one that's that has caused a huge bitch fest right now.
It's a Netflix one.
Okay,
Netflix Studios is one of the production companies listed.
There you go. It's going straight to Netflix there. So you got to do what you can. The other one too, by the way. Yesterday, everybody's bitching about Jake Gyllenhaal. Pissed. He's pissed off. I would be too though if I were Jake.
Why? What's up?
Roadhouse is going straight to Amazon. It is not going to theaters now. Jake Gyllenhaal saying, whoa, 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 bro. I did all the steroids in the world and completely transformed my body.
I need a fucking old school premiere, motherfucker.
Yes. For what I just did, it's worthy of a premiere. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't do steroids to go to Amazon to die, for this movie to die. Now, here's where shit gets wild, okay?
Send it anywhere else, by the way. But
he
Amazon.
Calls. Well, they paid for it, so they were doing it. But Apple's doing movies in theaters and stuff like Napoleon and all that other shit. Here's where shit gets wild. He gets wind of it that it's going straight to Amazon. Apparently, he's homies with Bezos. Calls him and says, "Hey, dude, where are you right now? I'm going to bring this movie to you. I want to show you this movie. It's fucking awesome. Please put it out in theaters." So he flies out, gets on Bezos's yacht, the one that we showed on the show, shows him the movie, and is like, "Oh man, I really like it. Awesome, man." Gyllenhaal takes off, still going straight to Amazon.
Yep.
You know what that sounds like to me? That sounds like the scene in The Godfather where, like, his actor cut, like, nephew is like, "Please, Godfather, he won't give me parts." He's like, "You're crying like a bit." Like, it's just
he
doesn't even care about it. He's like, "Oh,
no.
Fine, okay, I'll give me whatever." Like, he's just like, "Oh, we got to take care of it."
Yeah.
That's Bezos. Bezos is the fucking Godfather. And this little, like, he doesn't care about a movie.
No.
At all.
Well,
oh my God. Gyllenhaal's little fucking movie is so low. On the fucking list of things Bezos is dealing with in a day, he goes, "Fine, I'll be on a yacht this Sunday.
Yep.
fly little Gyllenhaal out. I'll watch the fucking movie and send him the fuck home.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine, like, you had a call, you probably deal with, like, world leaders, dictators, like Xi Jinping and shit like that, and then you're like, who's on the phone?
What?
Sure, it's Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal? He's like, I just got off the phone with...
Donnie Darko?
Three different people who run concentration camps, and I got to deal with Donnie fucking Darko now?
What does Donnie Darko want?
He wants you to watch his movie. Which one? Oh, it's the remake of Roadhouse they never should have made in the first place.
I'll watch it. I'll watch it. Just send me the Vimeo. I'll watch it.
Tell him to send me a screener.
No. He wants to actually
fly
be here with
you. Fly
out
to the yacht and then screen it for you.
Watch it with you.
Gross. Now, the beauty of this whole entire story is back to what we were saying about Bezos just owning a movie studio for shit like this to happen. We now have this confirmed. Like, this is real now. So we know that he owns an entire movie studio and doesn't give a fuck.
No.
And just has these celebrities going out to him. Please put
movie. I don't know if he doesn't give a fuck or is the movie that bad, do you think?
I think he doesn't give a fuck. I think both. The theory that we put forward was that he was tired of walking into a room of full of celebrities and not have anyone give a shit about him.
Right.
Yep. And now he has this flex, this ultimate flex of, cool, man, yeah, fly out to my yacht, show me the screener. Okay, cool, man, yeah, I'll get back to you on that. Guys, put this straight to Amazon, please. No theatrical, no premiere. Let's not spend another red cent on this. I want to point out, though, that we did tell you that you shouldn't have made a remake of Roadhouse in the first place, right?
Right.
You don't do it.
Not with a Jake Gyllenhaal.
I like Jake Gyllenhaal.
I love him. I think he's one of the most underrated actors.
I like Jake Gyllenhaal, too. You just don't take on a Swayze role, dude.
Hot take, Bob.
Don't remake Ghosts.
Dislikes Gyllenhaal.
No one dislikes him. I just think he doesn't get his due. Like, he doesn't get his due for how good of an actor he
is. Jesse doesn't like him.
Nightcrawler is so good.
Nightcrawler is so good.
I knew you
Jesse just pissed all over him.
But he's just, like, got charisma, too. Like, he's a movie star. Like,
I agree.
The movie Ambulance is stupid, and I had a great time watching it just because Jake Gyllenhaal fucking rules.
Jarhead, same way, man. He fucking, that was a one-hander for him in that thing. And he was excellent. Donnie Darko, I love Donnie Darko.
What was the cop one?
Oh, shit. The cop one was dope, too. God damn.
That was good.
That was intense as fuck, dude. Gyllenhaal rocks.
He is
Jesse pissed all over
him. Okja. Look, I just...
Okja,
I don't like his early work. Can we be...
You hated Bubble Boy?
Actually, I liked Bubble Boy.
I didn't like Bubble Boy.
The Donnie Darko and the... Whatever the...
Prince of Persia.
Oh my god, now let's not even talk about that.
Forgot about that.
He was in something with Jennifer Aniston where he was a little bitch too.
Jay Anus.
Oh, wasn't he like the kid that she was hooking up with at the grocery store? Yeah. He kind of plays like a low key psycho. The good girl is what that was called.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, dude, he's fucking.
He's really good.
I always say this, but it does mean something to me when I see someone on like Saturday Night Live and they're good live.
Yeah, that's true.
Like he was like a duck to water. Like he took to it. He was so natural. Like sometimes you see these actors and they kind of don't know, you know, they feel a little uncomfortable. He was better than the cast members. Like much better than the cast members.
He's great.
No, he's
I don't know why Jesse hates
he's
him.
He's professional. Something.
It does.
I don't hate him. He's an Ojai bro.
What do you mean? He lives up there?
He was either living up there or dating somebody up there, but he was fucking hanging around. Trying to Ojai it up, dude.
Yeah.
Trying to act like he's always been fucking Ojai. Well, you haven't.
Yeah. And guess what? You just got called out by Jesse, so she's the authority.
Like
Ojai.
He would wear this.
Yeah.
Although no, the beanie was like really little. You know where you do like the cat beanie.
Yeah, the little tiny.
And then like a wide leg.
I've done a tiny beanie before. Yeah.
A wide leg short. Like Carhartt pant.
Yeah.
With like a boot.
Sure, why not? You know, why not? Jesse wasn't impressed. Jesse wasn't impressed, Gyllenhaal. Okay.
Look, he's good. He's good.
Yeah.
He's good.
And
he's
then,
good.
Look, I mean,
he's good.
He's obviously gifted in other ways too. Taylor Swift wrote a fucking album about him.
Yeah, Motivated, one of the better albums.
Yeah. Of ever.
Yeah.
You know?
By being a dick. Yeah.
We don't know. How he was.
Inspiration's inspiration.
It sure is. What you think Gyllenhaal was a dick?
A muse. That's what the whole story is.
Or was she a little bitch?
Oh, well.
Huh?
That's fair.
Well, I mean,
that's
a fair question. I don't really know.
God damn, dude. Jake Gyllenhaal has 11 movies coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Or 11 projects.
Yeah, that's why he's juiced to the gills.
Juice.
I know, but just like, why is he flying to yachts? Like, you have 11 movies. Calm the fuck, right?
Yeah.
Kind of calm down, I think.
Another weird story, by the way, that fucking popped up, and this will recap. We did this episode called Surviving Diddy, and we talked about all the Diddy shit. 50 Cent, this is fucked up.
No, I love this so much.
Is funding a documentary with the victims and the people and the security guards,
let's fucking
everything
go.
Else, and all proceeds will go to women who have had sexual assault at some point in their life. So it'll go to this charity organization. I don't know the backstory with 50 Cent and Diddy, but like to do this, he obviously clearly hates Diddy for some reason. Puff Daddy.
50 Cent, if we can just recall here from these videos, is a very hilarious and petty man.
He is.
Petty the, man.
This
a troll.
Is,
he does. It's basically his whole identity
the computer,
now.
The computer say, Floyd said, fuck T.I., fuck Nelly, fuck 50. I'm like, what do you say fuck me for? Nelly fucked your first baby mama, Melissa, then took your fucking fiance. Say fuck that nigga.
This is a special ASLELS challenge for you, Floyd. If you can read one full page of a Harry Potter book, nigga, I'll give $750,000 to whatever charitable organization you want to. Fuck the bucket of ice, man. A phone call from my man Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy said if Floyd accepts the challenge, that he'll put it on the actual show so you can read it on the show. We don't want to put pressure on you. We know you can't pronounce those words in that Harry Potter book, so we're going to let you read Cat in the Hat.
Yeah, it's really like he doesn't put out music anymore. He just like involves himself in any.
Well, here's the thing. So he's always wanted to be an actor, which he is. He bought his way in, so he was financing a lot of these movies. I just saw him in Expendables 4 with the kid and everything. And I'll say this, he leans into it. There is a scene at the end, spoiler alert, I hope I'm not ruining Expendables 4 for you, where there was a forklift with a boombox that was duct taped to it, and it was going towards the terrorists, and it was playing, go shorty, it's your birthday, you're going to party like it's, and he's in the movie, and you're like, all right, cool, and then they blast up the thing.
Sure.
He's in on the bit, but he's been only an actor now for the better part of 10 years. I can't remember music being released by him in the last 10 years. Can you?
And producer, I think.
Yes. Like produced a ton of shit.
Shows.
Oh, Power.
Power, yeah.
Dude, Power was a massive ratings juggernaut there, and it went for multiple seasons. He made a shit ton of money off of Power. And I believe they're doing a spinoff of it now. That's how well it did. So, yeah. He hasn't been doing records and shit for a while, but to make a documentary about sexual assault of all the victims of Diddy is pretty fucking wild to me. He's a New York rapper. Diddy's a New York rapper. I mean, something had to have happened in the past. I just don't know what it is. So
I think it's really that he just sees opportunities to be like a troll or a, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And he does it really well.
Okay. Yesterday on Drinking Bros, by the way, we talked about the death of Norman Lear, one of the greatest of all time, arguably the greatest of all time as far as sitcom creators. Mm-hmm. You guys know I always check and see like what the fucking death was like, you know?
Uh-huh.
I do every time with every single person. I, for whatever reason, I just want to know.
What do you mean the death was like?
What happened in the final hours? Like usually, like I'll follow Britney Spears or, you know, Mac Miller and all that shit. And I was like, oh, fuck, dude. I saw the last story or the last tweet and I'll go look for it.
That's what you're saying is what's the last thing they posted, not what the death was like.
Well, no, not but I always look. I want to know. Like Matthew Perry, we still don't have the answer.
Right.
I think we have a guess, but we don't have the real answer yet. Now, with Norman Lear, this is according to the Hollywood Reporter. This is a weird one. Norman Lear's family sang his sitcom theme songs. Has he passed away?
Okay.
Is that something you would want? We're moving on. Do they do the Jeffersons is all I want to know. If you're passing, is there a better song to sing as a family to your dying grandfather than where we're moving on?
Right.
I'm just
right.
I'm throwing that out there. I got to know the answer.
I mean, you got to think that, you know, they were rocking the Facts of Life theme song.
Oh, yeah. You take the good, you take the bad. You take them all, and there you have.
The Facts of Life. Da-da-da.
Facts of Life.
And then at what point was the family staring at him going, man, is he dead or do we keep singing?
Do they keep singing?
Yeah.
It's like singing at church.
When do you stop?
Right.
Yeah.
Our God is an awesome God. From heaven above. I was like, how many verses are we doing? Did they say?
Yeah. Is someone going to tell us to? Okay.
Now, according to the family, they said the family was gathered around the bed. He was very comfortable and resting peacefully.
Mm-hmm.
And we did what we knew he would want. We were singing songs from Les Mis. I didn't know he was a big Les Mis fan. And also the songs from his own TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
You never know when moments like this are going to sneak up on you. And we started singing Moving On Up on the East Side. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Fuck. There's no way.
They said they sang all of them, right?
But this one in particular, the family member said.
Okay.
And he says, I heard myself sing To a Deluxe Apartment in the Sky, and I just lost it because he's going to some deluxe apartment in the sky.
Now, what I need to know then is,
I can't believe this is a real story.
Do we get an a cappella Sanford song?
Yeah. How many did they sing?
Well, there's no words in that song. So the only thing you can do is a cappella humming together. I can't believe they sang this fucking song and he sang it. Yeah, man. And that's all I kept thinking was, he is moving up to a deluxe apartment in the sky.
Right. I don't think he was in any condition to ask for this.
No.
So
no.
It's interesting what people think that someone wants in the last moments, right? It was probably 100% not that.
Fuck me, man. I didn't read this. I just this pulled up and I didn't know. Man, that joke came before the actual truth of this. I just want to make that clear for the audience. I can't fucking believe they did that. Oh, we're moving on. I hope they did it in a black voice.
What
too.
Are the other songs, Bob? I know he was like in
All in the Family.
He was involved in literally everything,
man.
Thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So in terms of like iconic theme songs,
yeah,
it's really All in the Family, The Jeffersons, Sanford and Son.
Okay.
Yeah, those are the only one. I don't know what Maude's.
I just want you to know when I die,
yeah.
You don't need to sing any songs to me.
No.
Because obviously you'll be laying on top of my body, and holding me, and you don't need to sing any songs to me. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't want me to maybe just like bust in, sing Mystical's song, The New Guy, from the soundtrack, The New Guy.
Which one was that?
Mystical.
Yeah, I remember. I know Mystical. I love Mystical, the rapper. What was the song, though?
The New Guy.
The New Guy. You don't know it? We don't know it.
Oh.
You don't know it? We don't know it.
For the original song at the very top of the movie? Okay, yeah. Yeah. I didn't know that was an original song. All right. Well, good for Mystical. I think he went to prison shortly thereafter, so. Studio probably tried to distance himself from that. That
As
was a bad
do.
One.
As
he was,
you do.
I think he's back in jail for the same exact thing, which was tying up a fucking... I think he tied up his makeup artist with wire.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did drugs and had sex with her and stuff like that for 3 days in a hotel room.
There does appear to be a portion of his Wikipedia entitled Sexual Battery Conviction and Other Legal Issues.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He went away for years. He did get out, and I believe he's right back in for something similar. So, yeah. Watch yourself. Danger. Watch yourself. I got it. I think he did a remake of James Brown for the New Guy.
Oh, he's facing, he was arrested in 2022. I don't believe the trial's taken place yet, but he is facing a mandatory sentence of life in prison for simple criminal damage to property, false imprisonment, domestic abuse, battery, strangulation, simple robbery, and first degree rape.
Yeah. So that was what he was charged for before. They ended up going to jail for almost identical.
Yeah. Oh, to a T.
Yeah. Man. Can't say we didn't see that one coming.
Right.
James, you got a crime corner today?
We have a couple things.
What do you guys got on tap for us today?
I think the first thing we'll do is a cringe corner.
Okay. Crime corner or cringe corner?
Cringe corner, I know.
Cringe corner's up first, okay.
We don't have, I have so many corners I need to make songs for.
You really do.
That, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so my boyfriend gave me a necklace with his blood. Haters say I'm a devil worshiper.
Oh.
But.
Do we have a pic of the blood?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I don't
I
really.
I think that's beautiful.
Yeah, she's got.
But anyways, what?
She's got great hands. Great hands there.
Hand model?
Yeah, yeah, she could be a hand model. That blood is not as thick as I want it to be. Something might be wrong with that blood.
Think he's a hemophiliac?
Maybe. Zoom in on it, dude.
Haters say I'm a devil worshiper, but I love it.
Do you want some blood? I can buy you some blood. I just had labs on Friday. Next time I go back in, because they're popping off vials left and right. I don't really know what they're for. I can grab an extra one for you. You want this for Christmas? Because it looks.
I'm tempted to read the page six like as they write it, because they're so fucking dumb sometimes, right?
Read it.
They try and just be. Why did the man give the woman a pendant necklace filled with his blood? Because she was his type. You know, like page six is tries.
I love it.
Or is it the Post? Is this the Post? Yeah, Post just tries to be like the comedian.
I miss that.
Leave it to us.
AI's not going to give you that. They're not going to give you the puns.
Daniela Manzano? Oh, she loves it. Daniela Manzano faced accusations of devil worship after she recently began proudly sporting the unholy accessory gifted to her by her boyfriend, Nicholas von Schroer. Where the fuck?
Is one of the Von Schroers up there, but one of the infamous Von Schroers.
She's a fan of the goth aesthetic and living in New York City. She got the unique idea after seeing a video about a bloodsmith, a jeweler who makes pendants out of blood.
That's awesome.
Which, of course, you can find in New York City, right? Because you can find anything there.
Yeah. Good for this happy couple. So here's my confusion.
She lives in Salt Lake City. Sorry. Go ahead. Oh,
yeah. They all worship the devil out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, the thing about it being in Salt Lake City is that you would actually be accused.
Whereas, if
you lived anywhere else, it would be like, oh, you're goth.
Yeah. I feel like you could be credibly tried for devil worship in Utah.
They're going to burn, they can burn her at the stake still, I think, right?
I think so. I think they can. Now with this one here, I'm going to be real with you. If you just saw her walking around with that pendant on.
Right.
I don't know that I know that it's blood. It kind of just looks like a ruby. Unless you stopped her and you were like, hey, is that blood?
No.
Which nobody did.
No.
She voluntarily gave up this information.
If you're this type of person, you're telling
everybody
about it.
Yeah.
You tell everybody you meet.
Yeah.
Walk around like. Oh, this?
Oh, what's this?
It's like, no, I didn't. Oh,
it's my boyfriend's blood.
It's just my boyfriend's blood. Yeah. I was like, I didn't ask you, but now I'm reporting you.
It's my boyfriend's blood.
To the preacher or whatever.
You can tell whoever you want. It's my boyfriend's blood. I love him. And this is our life. You get used to it. We're staying.
No, I think it's like, no, I wouldn't want it. It's very... One of the cringiest, I mean, if we're going to go classic, the first cringe corner that ever happened was Angelina Jolie and Billy Bob Thornton on that red carpet.
Let's do it. I'm gonna get you one for Christmas then.
Fucking licking each other's faces and necks with blood around there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's all I think. Thank you.
Sounds like you want one for Christmas. It's kind of the vibe I'm getting here.
No, thank you.
I got a blood guy. You know, what do you want? You want a ring or a pen? You want a necklace? You want an anklet? You want an anklet of my blood?
Of blood?
Yeah.
I'll do a toe ring.
Yeah.
Breaks every time. Yeah.
Blood's everywhere.
Yeah. Just keep breaking this toe ring.
Oh, man.
Why
does Jesse keep playing soccer with the kids in the backyard?
Right. Yeah, no. No interest at all.
Okay.
No interest at all.
All right. I like this story, though, but she definitely put it out there herself. Yes, exactly. Nobody discovered this on their own.
I'm telling you, it's like vegans and her.
Yeah,
it's
certainly the type of thing where it's like she got on TikTok or something and was like, "I think everyone's hating on me."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you're like, "No one even knows who you are.
No one asked. No one wanted to talk to you."
Hey, haters! I'm getting so much hate. You wish you were getting so much hate because that means that people know who you are.
Exactly.
Anyways, little cringe, but little cringe. She's cute and it's whatever.
Have fun.
Oh, by the way, here's the worst part. She won't give him one back. He asked for one back.
Mm. Oh.
And she said no.
Yeah. Why?
She's got standards.
Because she said, "I faint when I get a flu shot."
Oh.
So I can't even. I can't. Pudding. I don't like needles.
I don't like needles either, bitch, but, you know, here we are.
Man, do you want some more puns from this story, by the way?
Please. New York Post. What do you got?
Van Schuur also asked Manzano for a similar token of her love and affection, but her enthusiasm isn't in the same vein.
Oh, nailed it.
Manzano shared a story about the necklace on her social media. So, by the way, see, she has fucking shared like exactly. No one fucking asked.
Exactly.
And while some were extremely positive, gushing over the romantic gesture, others took a more negative tone.
Oh, jeez. That one was a stretch, wow. New York Post.
Wow.
That one was really positive.
Oh, I like it. I like it. Look, you gotta finish it up. Let the people know that it's not AI. You know,
I think most of the cringe of this cringe corner is the New York Post.
Yeah.
Article.
I side with the New York Post on this one. You know, give me some fucking puns to get me through my day.
Sure.
I'm okay with it.
Sure.
It's better than the other dog shits.
And then what's the other one? Is the other one? Yeah, the other one we have is another crime corner.
This but
we're
going to
get
corner.
To
double it up. Play the song again.
Double.
Crime corner.
This one is going to be visual and to the point.
Okay.
Bob,
I'm pulling it up.
Yeah. So Chipotle.
Uh-huh.
We go Panera, we've got to go Chipotle. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're going to dunk. We've got to dunk. But
I will always go to
Panera over Chipotle. I don't know. I don't know.
It's awful.
Sorry, but Chipotle is awful. I hate Chipotle.
Panera has gone down.
Chipotle's definitely dipped in quality.
Yeah.
I would never go to Panera.
Oh, ever. I know where Parma. This has been Parma, Ohio.
Suburban Cleveland.
I know exactly where that's at. What?
So
I don't even know what went down,
show,
but I can imagine.
We're gonna show the video, and don't feel too bad. But pissed customer attacks worker with a burrito bowl in the face.
So she
at
was
Chipotle.
She was given the wrong order.
Okay.
Her bowl did not contain the correct burrito ingredients.
All right.
And this was her reaction.
Okay. Let's see it.
Take a little look-see. Oh, right in the face.
Holy
of the worker.
Shit.
Okay.
Wow,
she
one more
stopped.
Time. Bam.
Bam.
Damn, dude.
Bam. It's a forceful. It's not like throwing a drink. I mean, that was a forceful slam into the face,
she
right?
She treated it like a pie on Three Stooges, like
100%.
A cream pie. That was not cool.
Got to hear
cool.
both sides.
Yeah. What?
No, Delco.
Well, hang on, Delco. Yes, I agree with you. You are overruled there, Miss Jessie. I would like to hear from Delco, please.
Yeah, what led to that?
What led to it?
What do you mean, what led to... Oh.
A burrito to the face. You don't just
being
do
like,
that.
Her being kind of a bitch about it, or intentionally, or she had just like tried to get so many people to work week, and it was the last person that was just like, who cares?
Well, she probably doesn't throw it in the face from simply getting the order wrong.
I think that's probably true. You guys tell me, because I've only been there a handful of times. I don't like Chipotle. I'm not a fan of it. But the handful of times I've been there, everybody bitches that they don't give you enough toppings or the things you ask for on your shit. Is that true?
Not enough or too much, right? If it's a bowl, it's not enough. It's a burrito, it's too much. I don't know. It's glorified, you know, Subway fast food. I think it's good.
It's a Mexican Subway. That's all it is.
It's a healthier option in the you know, chain restaurant, fast food hellscape that we live in, right?
Yeah.
So it's a healthier option. It's okay, whatever. But I do think Delco probably, that little bitch was being smug, right?
Yeah.
And it was like,
she was asking for it.
How many times in a day can you be treated like that before you're finally just like, fuck off, right?
I'm about to
break. I would never.
And by the
throw
way,
in the face, but some people do.
Ordering at Chipotle can often be one of the most infuriating situations because there's a little more.
Come on, a little more. That's all you're going to give me.
Right,
more.
Right, right, right.
And then, yeah. You know,
they
a lot
force
of times,
you to like ask. Oh, yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Huge lines.
Sure.
And then, for example, I used to eat Chipotle all the time when I worked in Westlake here in Austin because it was just close and I didn't want to get in the traffic. So I would go in after work. I would go to the Chipotle. I would get in line and I'd be like, okay, cool. There's only three people in front of me. I got here before the rush. And one of them always would be some fucking mom. Like it was her first day
it's like
on
12
Earth.
Orders.
She yeah. pulls out her phone.
Oh no!
And she's got yeah
ordering
for the whole
company,
fucking family,
ordering for the family.
So
yeah.
that one person
still doesn't know how to do it online.
No, she's yeah. like, oh, it says beef.
Yeah,
you have beef. What's beef?
Are there
what
different
is beef?
Kinds?
Is there yeah. peanut oil in this?
Yeah.
Is it cooked
oh,
in peanut oil?
Oh, he didn't say which kind of rice. Which kind of rice do you think my husband would like better? He didn't. I'll call him, Ted.
Ted, are you there?
Ted.
I'm looking at the rice, Ted. There's three.
So true.
And then, and by the time you get to order, right, and then they maybe fuck something up, and you just want to commit a fucking murder.
Yeah.
Right, but it can't be, like, it had to be specifically something that girl did, or attitude, or, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? You're not doing it just because of the customers in front of you, or the thing being wrong. It's like, what I need the sound up on the comment that the worker made or something, right? I don't know.
Right. She's got pink hair too.
Yeah.
So we know.
The worker has pink hair. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever asked for shit at a thing and when you're just like, all right, I'm near a breaking point. Will you do the thing that I'm fucking asking you to do and we can get the fuck out of here? At a fast food place I was. So at Subway, I used to get this 6-inch tuna, which I love.
God.
I don't get black olives on it. I ride for
going
Subway.
To puke.
I love. I ride for Subway.
Have you gone back for the footlong cookie?
No, I didn't know that was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse, what? The kids would love a footlong cookie for
That's
Christmas.
That's fine. I'll do that.
Isn't that nice?
I will never do a sandwich from
it's
there
a beautiful
again.
Beautiful. I'll get a Sammy from there and bring back the footlong for the kids.
Bring back Quiznos. I mean, my God,
dude. Quizzies. I don't. We don't live in a just world.
Where Subway still is around.
And Quiznos isn't.
What's wrong with you guys?
Jersey Mike's.
We keep Subway?
Is above Quiznos.
It's not.
And Schlotsky's.
It's fucking not. Schlotsky's is. You are a garbage person.
You're only
person.
Saying that because there's no Quiznos around. I didn't do it in the mic.
We have listeners here. You
know.
Lost all
who,
of your shit.
Who agree with me?
You've lost all your shit out of your body here. We've got listeners. God damn it.
It's not a fair assessment because the thing that you're comparing it to is around.
No, it's great, dude. So at Subway, I asked for black olives. The guy was like putting like two on at a time.
Wait, don't you get a tuna sandwich?
I do.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna puke.
Dude.
I'm telling
it's
you,
a
I'm gonna
puke. Tuna, I get black olives, onions, lettuce,
what the fuck?
Salt and pepper, tomato,
Boop.
and a dash of mayo.
That is
a dash of mayo in there.
Are you an old,
order.
old Eastern European woman?
Yes.
That's what I loved as a
he
kid.
He goes in with
that's
his shawl
as a child. Yeah.
And cane.
That's what I loved
goes,
as a child.
Oi, yeah.
But anyways, they were going like two at a time, this guy. And finally, I just looked at him and I go, hey, bro. If we're going just two olives at a time, we're going to be here for a fucking hour. Just grab a handful, chuck it on, and let's move on with our day. Did I smash a sandwich in his face? No. But can you be, to Delco's point, could you be driven to that? Sure. We don't know what that pink-haired girl said to him. So, yeah. And I got the answer, by the way. The black olives, I guess, are super expensive, and they're trained to not give you black olives on there because they're too expensive, and then I guess they yell
black
at you.
Black olives are not.
They are expensive. They were very
They're
expensive.
They're probably the least expensive thing
when you're
in
at a
world
a fine
right now.
Dining establishment
okay.
like Subway.
So anyways, this isn't the end
in
of
from
the
story.
Mediterranean. The story doesn't end here.
Oh, it doesn't?
No. So this person, I guess, was held and or charges were pressed and or right arrests were made.
Convicted. Yep, everything. Mm-hmm.
And her sentence was
working. Well, she got 180 days in jail. The judge immediately suspended.
What?
It's assault.
It's assault, dude.
With a burrito bowl?
She fucking slammed that thing into her face.
6 months in prison for a burrito bowl?
Well, the judge suspended half of it immediately, and then hoping to teach her a sense of empathy, made her the offer that instead of being in jail, she can get 60 days jail credit if she agreed to work at a fast food restaurant 20 hours a week for 2 months.
All right, so she obviously did that, right?
She took the deal. She's looking for a job now.
Okay. Well, I know one place that's hiring.
Well, the chick quit Chipotle.
I was going to say.
Well, yeah.
She could take her job. She quit. So, yeah. Fuck, dude. 6 months in jail for a burrito bowl to the face.
Look, like.
Oh my God.
There are rules.
Man,
okay?
That's
there are rules
nuts, dude.
To in the world that no matter how fucking frustrated you get, you can't fucking throw burrito bowls in people's faces.
Wow, dude. That's fucking gnarly. Yeah,
I mean, like, Ross, if that HVAC guy came, would you throw an air conditioner at his face?
Hey, bro, I've thought of it. I mean,
Did he tell you?
What?
That for coming out here and telling us the weather, they charged $500?
Yeah. When I got that taken off, I was like, we're not doing that. So I told this. I actually told this story yesterday's show on Drinker Bros. Where... it's the diagnostic bullshit that everybody's charging for, and then they just leave. So what we found out was they're geotagging their employees, so they're just sitting in the car and quiet quitting for an hour. So she goes, sir, the technician's been here for 48 minutes, it says. And I go, oh, yeah, he was here. And then he just sat in his fucking car. And she was like, oh. So I guess this is what everybody's doing now. Same thing with the fucking bug guy. They're coming back tomorrow here.
Right.
With the crickets, they never solve that riddle, right? So we don't have a ladder that high.
So the definition of diagnosis, though, like what you're being charged for.
Yeah.
Is the identification of the nature of an illness or the other problem by examining the system.
Yeah.
The symptoms.
Yep.
Or the distinctive characterization in precise terms of the genus, species, or phenomenon. Sure. So you need to be able to explain to me exactly what the problem is in order for me to pay you for a diagnostic, right?
And I think that's probably what that girl said to the Chipotle employee before she threw the goddamn burrito bowl in her
face. I know. And I'm saying I understand frustration. I understand all of that. But again, there are rules, man.
There are rules. She had a chunger.
There are rules that we all live by, which is not throwing burritos in each other's faces.
6 months, though, for a burrito bowl to the face? That seems excessive. In jail?
She needs to get control of her fucking emotions, and I think 6 months will fucking do it.
30 days probably would have done it, right? 30 days in the hooscow and the pokey. Fucking A, dude.
Now you got to make an example of her, because who knows what this would spark.
It's true. Look, and I'm glad I know the story now. Now I won't do it. You know, I thought about it. I got real
you
close
would
to that
never.
Six
yeah,
inch.
Dude,
that
6 months is actually the minimum, too. So I assume
is
she
it
got
really.
I assume she got fourth degree aggravated assault, because the punishment is 6 months to 18 months in prison with a fine up to $5,000.
There might have been a spicy salsa in there.
Yeah. Or it could have been a dude
in the
honestly,
eye.
Though, in the eye.
You know,
she could have got simple assault also, which is up to 180 days in jail. So he could have given her the maximum, actually.
Shit, right. Dude. Shit. Be careful out there in these streets, dog.
Yeah, that's why there's like those things in place, so that before you throw a burrito, you go
guardrails.
Simple assault, fourth degree.
Guardrails.
Just rules, man.
Yeah, man. 6 months. Burrito to the face. Don't do it. Don't you fucking do it. So next time you're holding that burrito and you're like, man, I really want to chuck this into the face of someone. It's assault, brother. It's assault. I did not know that, actually.
Yeah, well.
Throwing food was a fucking 6 month
sentence
in jail.
Actually, I think, Bob, probably if she threw a piece of food at her, it would be different than slamming a plate.
Yeah, I think if she took a handful.
and like
out of the bowl and through. Yeah, I think it would have been a different situation. Yeah. I think that there was a blunt object involved.
Physically pushing her the plate in. We're just trying to help you out if you ever fucking have a breakdown.
I'm not going to do this.
Take the burrito with the hand and throw it in the face instead of the whole plate smashing
and
in.
And like literally if you look at the follow through here, if this woman does not put her hands up, first off, they do touch. They make contact. But
they make contact.
Right. If she doesn't put her hands up, this woman's hand and bowl is going all the way into her. It's basically going to be like a pie to the face.
It's a punch
to the face. Yeah. So
it's a burrito slap.
Yeah.
Burrito bowl slap.
That wet burrito slap is something you don't want in this world.
You know? Yep. So, yeah. Again, we're just trying to help you out.
I appreciate it. Look, I come in here every day.
To learn.
And yet again, I have learned.
Yep.
You cannot throw a fucking burrito at someone. You're getting 6 months in the pokey. All right? Be safe out there. Be smart out there this weekend, kids.
Take the food out of the container and throw it.
Or not do it at all.
Of course not do it.
And just ask for the manager like everyone else.
But if you have to.
You have to.
If that pink-haired girl goes, well, I am the manager, right? Then you
take
the food out and toss so that it like gets on her and it's an inconvenience, but it's not an aggression. Aggression,
sure. Yeah. Maybe smash up some tortilla chips and throw them in the air. Kind of like a little party.
No, those get sharp. So, stay away from any of that.
Don't throw food. You're going to jail forever. All right? We've established that. Shit. What a fucking day, man. What a goddamn day. What a world.
What a world.
What a fucking world we live in,
It's so crazy.
And if you appreciate our views on it, well, go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Somebody did it yesterday, by the way. They left a review yesterday. And they said this is for the little sack of oats, dude.
Oh, did they write it to Oates?
Yeah. They wrote it to Oates.
Actually, I do think the craziest thing that came out today is how you used to take your Subway sandwiches.
I've been open about it. I'm very open about it.
I feel like that was the first. Yeah. But I feel like
I did a full.
I feel like that was the first time I did. Heard that
I did a 30-minute rant on it on Uncircled.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah.
Carry on. Rate and review.
Big fan of Subway.
Tell us how you feel about that Subway order, if you want, in the review.
Oh, yeah. Good. But my 6-inch tuna.
It's a warm tuna.
It's not a warm tuna. It's cold. And they got a little ice cream scooper, so you know it's cold.
I know, but it gets warm once it's
It doesn't because I eat it right after it comes out. As soon as it goes into the Sammy, boom, it goes into my mouth. It's not like I'm waiting 3 hours.
Real quick.
On a hot Texas day on the side of the road
laying
asphalt.
Real quick, Bob, do you remember when Subway tried to have a toasting situation like a Quiznos?
I know they tried to steal
Losers,
Quiznos valor.
Posers,
fucking dog shit.
Couldn't even handle it. Probably don't even do it anymore. Anyway, carry on. Quiznos.
Justice for fucking Jared.
God, bring back Quiznos.
Bring back Fogel.
I believe there is still one somehow clinging to life in the middle of downtown Austin.
They're everywhere.
On South Congress.
Everybody loves
them. All
right,
next time we have people in and we're like, order, you know what I mean? Let's
That's a local spot at this point.
Let's get them something they want.
Fuck yeah, dude. Everybody loves Subway. You show up at a party and there's Subway there?
No, Quiznos.
You're licking your lips.
You show
we're
up
getting
at a party.
Quiznos.
If I show up at a party and there's a Subway platter, I assume the party is for someone who just got out of jail.
Yeah,
like I show up at a house and there's a Subway platter, my pants go down around my ankles, and I'm ready to eat. I'm excited, and I'm ready to eat.
And there's kids everywhere. And
let's
it's just
dig in.
It's just Ross with his pants down.
Let's dig in.
Yeah, so next
time. Give me
time,
some of those baked Lays.
Maybe for the Christmas thing, we're bringing Quiznos.
Find it. Is there a Quiznos
in
Austin?
He just said there's one.
Oh, there's one. Okay.
One clinging to life in downtown.
I bet it's amazing. Is it? Is it still open?
Yeah. I used to eat there when I worked downtown. Okay. I was just like, oh, man, I got to do this.
Yeah, you sure do.
Oh, wait.
Oh.
No.
Is it gone?
Goodbye, long jeans. If you wanna knew you well, all the Quiznos, babies in the wind.
Oh no.
I would have liked to toast you.
All right, well.
When I was just a kid. You can't have gone that long before.
It's been replaced.
Your legend never did. They replaced it with Subway?
They replaced it with some stupid deli.
God. Probably doesn't even toast their bread.
That
anyway.
R.I.P.
What a shame. What a shame.
Sorry about it.
There's a few things I miss more than Quiznos.
Sorry your Queasies is gone, all right?
All right.
Nothing we can do. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Revolucion. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon.